As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
So you want to be a rock and roll star? No? Well, how about a podcast star? Well, as it turns out, there's a new all-in-one platform just for you. It's called Anchor, and it's the easiest way to make a podcast. And check this out. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. And then Anchor will distribute the podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify and Apple Podcast and, you know, everywhere else in podcast land. And what's even better, you can actually make money from your podcast. Go figure. No minimum listenership on that. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. So go ahead. Download the free Anchor app right now or go to anchor.fm to get started. So what are you waiting for? Podcast stardom is within your reach.
I'm Lior Phillips, host of This Must Be The Gig. We're a weekly podcast that documents everything about the world of live music. Speaking with choreographers, costume and set designers, the people who run beloved venues and festivals, and, of course, speaking with musicians about that one gig that changed their lives. Get your peek behind the curtain at consequenceofsound.net, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith with the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence of Sound, and the Consequence Podcast Network. First off, thank you so much for checking out the episode, however you made it here. I hope you hit the subscribe button. See, we put out interviews three times a week, once every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so it is a great way to keep up with all of your favorite artists and discover some new ones. Know what's happening in the music world. You can find us at all the major podcast hotspots like iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Acast, and YouTube as well. Just type in Kyle Meredith with hit subscribe. We'll take care of the rest. And I'm Kyle Meredith. Today I'm going to be talking with Cindy Blackman Santana. She has a new record called Give the Drummer Some. Now, Cindy Blackman Santana, you will know as the drummer for Santana's band. She's also married to Carlos Santana. And maybe you know her as Lenny Kravitz's drummer for the longest time. Yes, that is her in the Are You Gonna Go My Way video. Her career, though, stretches all the way back into some jazz years in the 80s. This record, however, with all that she's done throughout her career, is the first one where she is also the featured vocalist. This is her record. We talk about writing music with a message, but still keeping it fun. Tapping Kirk Hammack from Metallica and Vernon Reid from Living Color to guest spot. And what it's been like working as a vocalist. In fact, she teamed up with a producer who's worked with Aretha Franklin, Mariah Carey, and Whitney Houston. So I want to know what that process was like for her. But ultimately, it is a drummer's record. So, you know, there's never that debate about where the drums end up in the mix. We'll talk about that as well and making everything as musical as possible. And hearing also about a Miles Davis tribute on here called Miles Away. and sending proceeds to Song Aid. She has partnered up with, again, her husband, Carlos Santana, and Yoko Ono to help musicians out there and hungry folks get fed through Song Aid. So let's get into this. Again, discussing the record, Give the Drummer Some. It's Kyle Meredith with Cindy Blackman Santana.
Hi, how are you, Kyle?
Hey, congratulations on this new record with Give the Drummer Some. It's a very fun album.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
I think more importantly, it's a fun album with a message, too. I mean, starting off with Imagine, you've got Social Justice on here, Change is in Your Hands. I got to ask, maybe it's an obvious question, too, but what was the message you wanted to convey on this record?
I wanted to convey a lot of things. Firstly, I want to share many things that I love in music and that I you know, love to play. I wanted people to have fun. So thus you have some of the songs like Fun Party Splash and She's Got It Going On, Everybody's Dancing, you know, stuff like that. Dance Party, those kind of things. I wanted to share messages. So you have Evolution, Revolution, Changes in Your Hands, those songs you just mentioned. Social Justice, Imagine. And then I wanted people to feel creativity and mood. So then you have, like, We Came to Play and Miles Away. And, you know, some different things like Mother Earth. And that's basically, you know, what I wanted to get across to people.
And that's not an easy thing. I mean, that's a lot of recipes for one thing. But you really make it work so well. I mean, so seamlessly. It's an album. You know, front to back, perfectly kind of set. And it's been kind of interesting getting into that. I should also point out, you know, you bring some guests along here. Of course, Carlos Santana is on here, but you also have Vernon Reid and Kirk Hammack of Metallica helping out here, which I want to say, by the way, pairing them on the same song, that's almost not fair.
Right? I know.
What was the story there? And what flavors do they bring to complement each other?
Yeah, they do, because they're both very musical. So that's the thing. They both play, like, with this incredible veracity, but they're just so musical that it works.
When you are the drummer, so this is one of the very first times that we've been able to see you showcase yourself as a vocalist. Did that side come naturally for you?
You know, I love singing, and I do it around the house all the time. I sing to records. I sing solos, you know, of music that I love. You know, I sing songs. I just do that naturally because I love doing it. I love melody, and I love hearing melodic notes, you know, with chords, you know, so I love harmony. But I had to get into the vibe of really stepping out because, believe it or not, I'm a little shy. So behind the drums, even though the drums have, you know, volume and, you know, they're exciting and all that, I'm protected. But when you step out, you know, because I'm sitting behind something, it's like a big spaceship. But you know, when you step out and you're singing, even when I'm in the studio, you know, you feel naked, you know, because I'm like, well, where's my drum set?
Well, you seem to have teamed up with the right person, though. I mean, Narada Walden, as we read, you know, worked with 3 one-name artists, Whitney, Aretha, Mariah. That had to have, I mean, were you able to glean from that?
Oh, my goodness. I was, you know, when he first said that he wanted to produce me, I was like, dude, you can't, I'm not a singer. You've worked with singers, like, you know, these singers. You can't produce me. And he said, oh, no, Cindy, trust me, I can. And he did not back down, you know. I'm like, okay, well, like, maybe there's something there. So it was amazing working with him because I learned a lot. And he's so seasoned with the vocalists, he really knows how to direct you and help you in terms of bringing out the best in you.
What I mean, if you could share, like, what was that experience? What were those tips that you had to possibly learn from?
Just about, like, we talked a lot about breath and where to breathe and how to do it and certain breathy sounds that are okay, you know, and that are good to hear, certain breathy sounds that are not good to hear, that you don't want to hear, and pitch, you know, keeping the pitch and how to do that, you know, with the diaphragm. So he was helpful with that. And I also got a vocal teacher, Kedison Kai. She's an ex-Berklee College of Music teacher, and she helped me out tremendously. We did a lot of lessons, and so she really helped me out with, you know, doing vocal exercises and, you know, learning how to get a tone, And, you know, that's the thing that you develop over the course of time. So we worked on that, you know.
Well, honestly, it sounds like you've been, you know, lead singing your entire life on this record. And I really do mean that.
Oh, thank you.
But, you know, the other side of it, of course, you are a drummer. And when you're a drummer and it's your album, does the argument about bringing the drums up in the mix, does that just go out the window? I mean, you have your way on this one, right?
Absolutely. It's drummer's record. You're kidding me? Drums are going to be front and center as much as possible. Drums drive everything, you know, so I want to hear the drums. I want to hear them clearly. And, you know, they also have to be musical. So, you know, where they need to be backed down a little bit, then when we do that. But I like them to be prominent in the mix.
And on an album like this, I mean, when they are front and center like that, does what you play change versus how you would play on someone else's album? I mean, is it just more about freedom?
Yes, kind of. You know, kind of yes and kind of no, because, you know, it depends on whose record it is and what the goal of that record is in terms of what I play, because I try to be as musical as possible and give each situation what it needs. So on my record, you know, I call it as I see it. And when I'm recording on somebody else's record, I call it as I see it, kind of within the subject matter of what's happening, you know?
Well, there's some interesting moments on there, too, because especially in the musical conversation of how your drums are working, what's being played, take a song like Miles Away, a tribute to Miles Davis. Like, when you have something like that, does the idea of playing a jazz verse, or do you find yourself in jazz territory and go, you know what, this reminds me of Miles?
That was kind of both, because I love that sound. I love his sound on harmon mute. I mean, his whole trumpet sound is like my favorite tone, but I love the harmon mute. And so I was hearing that as I was coming up with this thing, you know, like playing the chords. I laid the percussion stuff, and then I played these pads, these chords, and I was hearing that sound, and so it just kind of came from me hearing that in my head, because I love that tone.
Well, I'll kind of end right here where we started, too, because we started talking about Imagine, and that ties into Song Aid. That's something that you and Carlos have been working with, right?
Yes, Song Aid, yeah, they're really, really great, because they help musicians. They help people in need. And so it was wonderful to be involved with this, because 100% of the proceeds from our side, and also from Yoko Ono with the John Lennon estate, everything goes to them to help out, you know. So we just implore people to support that song and to support the other songs that came out for this project, because people are displaced right now. Many people have been out of work. A lot of people are starting to work again, but, you know, it takes time to recover. So, you know, we want to do our part in helping, you know, and helping people get back on their feet.
Well, I love what you guys are doing. Thank you for doing that. And Cindy, thank you for the conversation. Congratulations once again on Give the Drummer Some. What an excellent album.
Oh, thank you so much. And thank you for this time. I appreciate it.
All right. Take care.
You too. Bye.
My thanks, Cindy Blackman Santana. Again, the new record is called Give the Drummer Some. Thanks to you as well for checking out this episode. Before you leave, I do hope you hit the subscribe button wherever you're listening from so you can keep up with all the interviews that we put out every single week, a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Again, iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, Acast, or wherever you like to get your podcasts from. After that, head to WFPK.org. It's where I do a show Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern, an hour full of song premieres and music news, anniversary spins, and bonus interviews. Again, that's WFPK.org, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern. Consequence of Sound has your music and film news. You can also find me on the social media spots, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, all of them at Kyle Meredith. Hope you like and follow along there as well. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.